The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When we have something that we love, it's a motivation for us, you know. Like, for example, you had a long day at work, but you love your kids, and now your kids have to go to karate. You don't want to feel like going to karate, but you take your kids to karate. Why? Because you love them, right? And so that love prompts you to act. Similarly with God, right? When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this love motivates us to act, but it's something that comes after developing a certain amount of faith in Him. So keep these two things in mind, right? That these things are not a graduation thing, nor is it something that comes naturally. We have to work on this. So what are these three manifestations of love, right? So the first station of love is what's known as the internal love, right? Internal love basically means that internally we appreciate and understand and recognize how much God loves us, right? It's not to say that I love God, no, but it's to truly understand and appreciate how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. You know, we have to remind ourselves of this, because I think sometimes, as it is with anything that loves us, we take that thing for granted, right? Like our spouses. Our spouses, we know, love us, but we take that my spouse will make for me a cup of coffee in the morning for granted, right? That my spouse will do these things for me for granted. No, that's a demonstration of love. Appreciate it, right? Acknowledge it. And so, number one, we have to appreciate and remind ourselves of how much God loves us, because we sometimes take that for granted. And secondly, you know, sometimes we forget how much God loves us because of the challenges that life throws our way. And so when life throws a hurdle after a hurdle, it's easy to forget that in that entire process, man, God still loves me. He loves me very much, right? And so we have to remind ourselves of this. However you need to remind yourself, figure out a way to remind yourself at all times that God really loves us, you know, because there is this notion sometimes. And again, it's how the material world works, that love is demonstrated when my needs are satisfied, right? So for example, when my spouse makes me a meal that I like, that in my mind shows me that she loves me. And that's how we equate things. And so when God doesn't give me what I like, I feel like maybe God doesn't love me. And so that's a misconception that we have to clear up, right? That love does not mean, that God loving me does not mean that I get everything that I want, right? Because those who have greater knowledge and those who have greater capacity will give based on that knowledge and capacity for the success of the thing that they love, right? Let me give an example. As a parent who has children, you have greater knowledge than your children do. You have greater awareness of what your children need. And so when you tell your child you can't have ice cream right now, the child may think, my dad doesn't love me. But you as a parent are depriving or declining your child from having ice cream because you love them. You understand? Yeah. So when God does not give me something, it doesn't mean that God dislikes me at this time. Rather, God's knowledge is so great that God knows that if He gave that to me right now, it would be harmful for me. Hence, God's demonstration of love is not related to what God gives us or doesn't give us, right? And so we have to remind ourselves of this, that no matter what we are going through in our lives, God loves us, yeah? Keep that in mind. This is an eternal essence of God. Hub is part of who God is, right? It is ever flowing. And so the more intensity that I receive of that love is dependent upon how much love I give back. But even if I give zero love back to God, God still loves me. Yeah, this is a fact, right? This is why God provides. This is why God nourishes. This is why God sustains even those who claim they don't believe in God. God still provides for them, doesn't he? Right? That's a demonstration of love. And so it's that idea, or it's that understanding and appreciation of how much God loves us. And this is something that we see in the life of Zahra. Yeah, we see, for example, in the beautiful tradition that once the Prophet sees Fatima al-Zahra alayhima afdalu salatu wassalam. Salli ala Muhammad. That she was struggling. Right? She was struggling and she was working hard and she was putting in effort and life wasn't easy for her, right? And he says in this tradition, or the tradition says, that one day the Prophet saw her, wa alayha kisa'un min ajillatil ibl wa hiya tathanu bi yadayha wa turdi'u wuldaha fadamat ayna rasulillah, that she was wearing a cloak of camel hide, yani something rough. That means she didn't have light clothing, right? Grinding away at the millstone with her hands and nursing her son. I mean, she worked hard. She didn't have an easy life. She was working. She was struggling, right? And we can equate that to anything that we do. We work hard. We struggle. And sometimes we feel like we're struggling, but how come it's not getting better? How come it's not getting easier? How come I just can't get ahead? Man, our role models have been through all this, right? In their own way. Right? And so the Prophet, a tear came down in the eye of the Prophet when he saw her, because again, she is Sayyidatun Nisa'il Alameen. You would think that if God loved her, man, God would miraculously make that wheat turn on its own. Yeah, God would miraculously send. Why? Because God's supposed to love me by doing these things for me, right? No. Right? The Prophet says, Ya Binta, ta'ajjali mararata dunya bi halawatil akhirah. Yeah, he says, oh my daughter, enjoy the fleeting bitterness of this world so that you may enjoy the sweetness of akhirah. Yeah, that take it. Take whatever comes to you in this world and you will get something. Look at her reply. She says, Ya Rasulullah, alhamdulillahi ala na'ma'ihi. Yeah, wa shukru lillahi ala ala'ihi. He says that all praises to Allah for the bounties that He has sent to me, and I thank Him for His continuous blessings. She was going through difficulty, but she didn't see that difficulty as difficulty, because in that difficulty she felt the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? And so please, number one, is this internal love. But not to claim this, that I love God. No, remind yourselves, remind ourselves. Allah loves us. Yeah, doesn't matter. And that love is not equated to any type of material success, right? Because if it was, then God loves these other people much more than us. Yeah, God loves Trump much more than us. And that's not true, isn't it? Right? And so we have to remind ourselves of that. So the first component of love is the reminder. To remind ourselves of how much He loves us.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا المؤمنين صل على